With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seat, broke a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad at bad taste, bad lie, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios in New York City. Ooh. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. People dust in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up should do be. All my friends that come around, thoughts of fudge and party. Rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, what a mess, this town's a tatter. My brains are splattered all over Manhattan, should do be. Shake out, ooh. Are you with us tonight from New York? Pick it up, dial it, and dance. 855-212-4227 is our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news, you can save a bunch of money. Switch to Geico. You just have to go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. We got a great show for you tonight, as usual. Devin Haney, the undefeated lightweight fighter, Carver High, joining us here momentarily at 20 past.
I was watching some footage of Devin because he's still a young fighter. He's 20 years old. I haven't seen him a lot. This guy throws bombs. I mean, I watched him just rack a couple dudes in some highlight films that I just – and he's fighting here in New York City on Friday night. And there's some talk that if he wins that, might get himself a date with Lomachenko after that. So,
wow, do you think he'll get it? That's what he wants, right?
That's what he wants. Bob Arum doesn't want it, but that's what he wants.
The dream. Devin Haney, the dream. He's fighting in New York. He's a kid from, I guess he was born in San Francisco. I don't know much about
him. Grew up in Vegas.
Oh, did he?
Did a lot of fighting. And then he went to Mexico and did a lot of his first professional fights down in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. So as a kid, he lived in Oakland, moved to Vegas, and he started boxing at 7. And he turned pro at 16 and blew off the Olympics and just went pro. And the guy's
badass. He wanted to go in the Olympics, but apparently some age thing, they didn't allow him to fight in it or something like that. So that's when he just said, I'm going to turn pro. Forget it.
So 2015 on, he's just been destroying everyone he faces. And I mean, knockouts left and right. TKOs left and right. You name it, he does it. We'll talk to him in about 10 or 11 minutes. Mark Long covers the Jags and Gators for the AP in Jacksonville. He'll join us tonight at 11:03 East, 8:03 West. Antonio Brown in the news again, like every day. He's been accused of sexual assault by his former trainer, who he's known since his days at Central Michigan. Brown's lawyers vehemently deny all accusations and even suggested counter-suing the woman. Here we go. Blame her. Let's go after her. We'll ruin her. She's a lying. Hink, hink, hink. Are you surprised it took less than 48 hours for a Brown distraction in New England? Accused of rape, and the lawsuit was filed in the Southern District of Florida. It says that Brown, in three separate incidents, two in June 17 and another in May 18, raped a woman, a gymnast whom he met when they were at Central Michigan and whom he later hired as a trainer. He denies everything. Brown allegedly sexually assaulted this woman twice during their training sessions in June 2017. First, he exposed himself and kissed her without her permission. Later, she was watching TV at his home. He started doing bad things to himself and her, and he then allegedly bragged about it in profane text messages that are now in the lawsuit and copied. And when he went to apologize to her, she relented. She was swayed by his assurance that he would cease any advances toward her. Then, in May of 2018, he forced her onto a bed, allegedly pushed her face into the mattress, allegedly, and allegedly forcibly raped her. She said she tried to resist him, screaming and repeatedly shouting no and stop. The lawsuit says Brown allegedly refused and allegedly finished the deal. As it says here, as a rape victim of Antonio Brown, deciding to speak out has been incredible and difficult. I have, this is the woman, I have found strength in my faith, family, and from accounts of other survivors of sexual assault. In the statement, she said she would cooperate with the NFL in an investigation. It's not clear whether she reported her accusations to the police. Carver, does the NFL have to follow up with an investigation of rape now on Antonio Brown? This guy's going straight to hell in a bucket. He is, I mean, just this alone is a nightmare. It's just another nightmare. This guy is a daily nightmare.
Yeah, look, I was...
Isn't he married with kids?
We keep saying how we're surprised at the next thing that just keeps happening. Like, I didn't see this one coming tonight, that's for sure. You never see this stuff coming. But like I say with all these things, whenever these things come out, you really can't... You have no idea. You really can't be involved. And you don't know what happens until the courts figure it out.
He's suing her for extortion, Mafia.
Here's the big thing, too, is that you know, you see this and automatically we're going to react, fans are going to react, people are going to have their opinions on it. And it doesn't take him actually being charged. This isn't him being charged by any courts right now. It's just a lawsuit. But we know from the NFL, it doesn't take actual charges for them to suspend, whether it be Dak, whether you go all the way back to Big Ben with his sexual assault allegations, whether it be, you know, so many of these guys that have never been charged but still get suspended by the NFL because of the, you know, egg on the face. Problem being, they're probably going to take another year to investigate this before anything actually happens from it.
It is unbelievable. It truly is. 855-212-4227 to talk about it. Call in. The Patriots traded Demaryius Thomas to the Jets today for a six-round pick after Adam Gase was not happy with his receivers on Sunday in their choke job against the Bills.
Now, Gase has history with Thomas from his Denver days when he was there with Peyton Manning. Look, we talk about this all the time. If you're doing a trade with the Patriots, chances are that they've got the better of you. So Belichick knows that this dude's washed.
Washed.
That's why he sent him to the – and of all teams, the division rival, the Jets, you know. Let me send him over here. Like, it just never ends.
It really is incredible that you don't see that when you're going into a deal with them, that they're about to fleece you.
If they're sending you somebody, they're washed. If they're taking somebody from you, they're going to be an all-pro.
Right.
It's just the way that it goes.
You're right about that. Kevin Durant said today in the Wall Street Journal that some days he hates the NBA, that he started to realize that I'm just different from the rest of the guys on the Warriors and that he didn't trust anyone with the Thunder.
Wonder if he hates that money.
No, he doesn't hate the money. He just... And of course, he hates the media unless he has to do like a story like this or talk about his feelings or he's unhappy. He's just, you know, some days he hates the NBA, but not the money. He just hates the NBA. And apparently,
he hates Oklahoma City, too, apparently.
Well, yeah, I'm different than the rest of the guys. In other words, you don't get along with others, right? Isn't that what that means? I'm different than everybody else, so I'm better than them, and I don't really get along with anyone.
I think what he's saying is he doesn't lap up the attention like some of these other guys like. I mean, he likes being on the court and stuff like that, but these other guys that love the, you know, like we talk about the walking in with the fancy outfits and all that, he's not into that, it seems like, in his words, that he doesn't like, you know, the 24/7, you know, microscope on him now.
All right, so we'll talk about KD tonight. Fresh off a loss to Khabib over the weekend, Dustin Poirier says a rematch with Conor McGregor would make a lot of sense for both fighters. Conor McGregor said, I fed you to the canvas in 90 seconds. Shut up. So, you know, that'd be a perfect fight for McGregor.
That'd be great. I would like to see that fight. That's the first fight that they've mentioned with him that I'm like, you know what, I want to see that.
Okay, so let's just get it on. Instead of waiting years and years for this guy to fight, he's flamed out. Let's just get him back and fight Poirier, and that'll be the end of it.
Poirier's a lot better than he was when he faced Conor McGregor a couple years ago.
Would that fight draw interest?
Yes.
Carver High.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've said 1,000 times, Conor's next fight, he absolutely has to be somebody that he will beat. So if this is a guy that he will beat, then he should do the fight.
All right, Devin Haney will join us next, and we'll talk about his upcoming fight, and he hopes to fight Lomachenko if he wins. He's first up on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4CBS to get on the bench. How about the Yankees? Were they up 6-0 on the Tigers tonight? And they lost that game 12-11 in Detroit to that lousy team. Talk about, like, letting that one go. Go
can't,
have a drink.
Every night.
They need to go have a drink and you know what I mean? Go to bed. Wash that one off. Come back tomorrow. Probably lose to Boyd tomorrow. They got CC Sofacci going, and he might, you know, he's kind of having better days these days. The Dream is now on the bench. We're excited about Devin Haney. The guy's got lightning hands. I mean, this guy's as fast as a fly in your kitchen. The guy is raking and winning and knocking dudes out, and he's fighting at the Hulu Theater on in New York, what, Friday night? Carver High, is that when the fight is?
Yes.
I'm excited to have Devin Haney on the bench. How you doing, Devin?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me on the show.
My man. So, first thing I wanted to ask you is, you ended up going down, obviously, to Tijuana to fight when you were 17. They wouldn't let you fight in the States. You turned pro, you went down there. But before you started kicking everybody's ass down there because you were better than everybody and had talent just oozing out of your hands, you had and after that, you had sparred with guys like Porter and Money. So you were training and sparring with Money for his fight with McGregor that summer a couple years ago. It was about 2 years ago. And you said you just learned boatloads from both of those guys, especially Money. What was that like for you to be able to have those experiences?
It was a hell of an experience. You know, I was blessed for that opportunity, especially at such a young age. Sparring Floyd, it was crazy. It was a crazy confidence booster because I feel like if I could go in there and I could hold my own with him, I could, you know, hold my own with anybody. So my confidence was at a sky high after that.
What did he tell you about your talent and skills when it was done?
He told me that, you know, if I stayed focused, I was going to be the future of boxing.
Wow. And what did Sean Porter, who's got heavy hands, say to you? And what was it like working with him? Because he'll knock your head off.
Pretty much the same thing. I was fine with him since I was 14, so I was like 16. So he gave me loads of knowledge, you know, he gave me, you know, a lot of wisdom, and you know, he prepared me for, you know, anybody because he was much bigger than me at the time.
So Devin Haney with us, the lightweight. He's fighting in New York at the Hulu Theater coming up here Friday. Let me ask you, so you're that's really raw at a young age that they threw you to the lions, and you, like, laughed and took all of it in and kind of reveled in it. Like, my God, you're training and sparring with guys. You're 14 years old, and they're already, like, pros. Like, whose idea was that? Your dad's, your trainer? Who was it, Hearn? Who did that to you?
You know, pretty much I was advanced at such a young age that the guys at my age, I couldn't spar them because it was just so easy for me. So for me to need a challenge, I needed to spar, you know, guys with more experience, bigger guys, so I could get better. And that's what I feel like, you know, helped me get to the level that I'm at now. You know, me, you know, sparring with those guys and getting that experience.
So you're fighting on Friday night, as we said, against Zaur Abdullayev. And I have to ask you, who the hell is that? And what are you going to do to him besides terrorize his night? Because I've never seen anything like your feet and hands. I mean, except for Money. I mean, you really are the fastest dude in boxing right now. And I love watching you fight. You're going to kill this guy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Zaur, he's a tough, you know, Russian opponent. You know, not a lot of people know him, but he's in the boxing world. You know, he's known, you know, for being a tough competitor. He's undefeated, and he's the guy who's going to get me. He's a mandatory. He's the guy who's going to get me to you know, the world title and the big fights. So I can't underestimate him. I got to go in there and do my thing and terrorize it, like you said.
So at the end of the day, Friday night, you'll be the WBC lightweight interim champ if you handle your business. And I know that you're going to handle your business, and I also know that you're licking your chops because you know you're going to have a belt on Friday night, so you are hungry as a mother Fareller, aren't you?
Say it again for me. I couldn't hear you.
I said you're as hungry as a lion for that WBC interim belt you're going to get Friday night. Don't tell me you're not going to get that belt on Friday.
Of course. You know, this is a huge opportunity for me. I'm blessed for this opportunity, and I got to go in there and seize the moment. You know, this means everything. And, you know, when I win this, this is like fighting for the world title, because if Lomachenko vacates, then his belt bumps up to the actual world title. So this is everything right now, and I'm prepared mentally and physically.
So Devin Haney with us, the Dream. Devin, they're saying that after Lomachenko destroyed Luke Campbell that he's going to fight, according to Suleiman, the WBC president, that he's going to fight the Comey Teofimo Lopez winner and not you, would you have to wait for that fight and you would get the next fight with Lomachenko, or what do you want?
That's in the talks. That's what it's looking like. You know, after that fight, he has to, you know, defend. Fight is mandatory, which will be me. So, but, you know, until then, I'm going to keep making my defenses for the interim title and fight the people that they put in front of me. Whoever they put in front of me, I'm just going to, you know, keep beating them. And if I can't get the shot at 135, I'll move up to 140.
You know, I heard you even said you can beat Lomachenko point blank, period. You're done listening to anybody tell you otherwise. You want a piece of him now. And meanwhile, a lot of people think he's one of the three best fighters in the world. So you're having none of that, I'm assuming.
Yeah, of course not. You know, I trust my talent. I feel like, you know, I think he's the top guy. Lomachenko is one of the top guys. So I'm ready to test my skills, you know, and show the world that Devin Haney is the top guy.
So let me ask you this question. So you grew up in Oakland and then moved to Vegas. So, like, in your young youth fighting years, it was mostly in Vegas. But when you were chilling in Oakland in the East Bay, styling, were you pimping the Raiders as a kid?
I like the Raiders. But when I was coming up, the Raiders weren't all that good. But, of course, you know, I'm still a Raiders fan. That's the home team. And now they're coming to Vegas, which I actually live in Vegas. So, it seemed like the Raiders were following me around a little bit.
Right. So I lived in San Francisco and in Vegas, and I'm in Vegas all the time. So do you like the Warriors? And do you think that the NBA should be in Las Vegas like the NHL is?
That would be crazy. The games would be crazy. I think Vegas should get a basketball team. But I think pretty soon we will, because, you know, we're getting all of it in football. Hockey and all that. So I think pretty soon we'll get a basketball team.
How great is it for you, Devin Haney, to fight at Madison Square Garden?
Oh, it's like I said, this is everything for me. This is the biggest fight of my career. This is a huge opportunity. I never thought that I would be fighting here this young, this fast. But, you know, it's my time now. Now it's time for me to seize the moment and, you know, and put on a great performance and you know, give the fans a good show.
Yeah, so I got to ask you, like, I've been to a lot of I go to all the fights, right? So I'm the fight guy. I do every big fight for PBC and Showtime. And I've been at a lot of the Spence fights, Pacquiao fights, you name it. I've been to 30 Floyd fights. And I've seen your work. But what do you think of that guy Spence? He's facing Porter in L.A. in the end of the month at Staples. I know you look up to guys like that. Spence is a badass, and so are you. You got to respect and appreciate what he's doing.
Yeah, that's my boy. Yeah, me and him good friends. I think he's a monster, and I think he's going there, and he's going to beat, you know, Sean Porter fairly easy. I think early is going to be, you know, a tough fight because, you know, Sean Porter always comes to fight, and he's going to make it ugly in the beginning. But I think Spence will make the adjustment and, you know, break him down and win by unanimous decision.
How has it been for you working with Hearn and his people?
Oh, it's been great. You know, everything has been falling into place. They're a great team to work with, and I'm happy for the future.
So, where do you train? And is it all in Vegas that you do your training for the fight, or where did you train for this fight?
Half of my training camp I did in San Carlos at the Stack facility with Victor Conti, and then half of my training camp I did back in Vegas.
So now you're in New York, ready for the fight. Are you liking being in the Big Apple?
Of course, yeah. I've been getting a lot of love here, a lot of media. It's pretty cool. I can't wait to the fight. And then, you know, and after the fight, I should enjoy the city. So I'm excited.
Hey, listen, you're a badass. I like watching you. You're going to be a rock star, kid, and I'll be rooting for you. Thanks for coming on the bench, and good luck Friday night. And we'll have you on again when you fight Lomachenko. Knock him dead on Friday, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you for bringing me on the show.
My man, Devin Haney, the Dream from Las Vegas, fighting at the Hulu Theater in New York on Friday night. And he's got a Zaur Abdullayev on the card. And the guy's not bad. They're both good fighters. This is a huge fight at New York's Garden on DAZN.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, you got to sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's F-E-R-R-A-L-L onthebench.com. PharrellOnTheBench.com. You know why? Because I hit 79% of my NFL bets for you in week one. 79%. There's nobody anywhere that did that. That's all there is to it. Documented, 79%. Mafia, legit?
All absolutely.
Documented?
Yes, sir. I checked it all last night.
And college football Saturday, 64% bets hit. All I do is hit. That's it. Sign up. You'll get everything. College, pro, all ranked, baseball, boxing, MMA, everything, every pick, every play, every day. PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. It's a phenomenal. It's a phenomenal. Tell your friends, too, because they're suckers, too. Yeah, they're all giving thousands to the hacks in Vegas and liars and thieves and larceny, grand larceny. I'm the man. Know it. Live it. George in L.A., you're on CBS Sports Radio.
For real, what's going on, brother?
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude. Yeah, this is kind of interesting about the Patriots and this Antonio Brown. And if any of that is credible at all, which I think it might very well be, I'm not sure. But this guy is something else. What a whack job, brother.
Well, I mean, let's not, jump to conclusions here, and which is what everybody's doing. So they've already, Carver High convicted him? The story broke an hour ago, and now he's going to federal prison. He's been convicted by the public already. Like, they heard that he raped some chick, and it's just automatic. It's in the bag, right?
Well, like Mafia said before, I mean, this isn't like a – this is a civil lawsuit, right? I mean, this isn't, this isn't like the cops are coming and putting the cuffs on him.
No,
this is some chick that's suing right.
him.
Right. I mean – there's a long way to go in these. These are very tricky things to get involved with because she's going to put the civil lawsuit out. He's going to come now, like the lawyer's already done tonight, and say, listen, he had a relationship with this girl, but it was all consensual. That this is going to be the back and forth here. Apparently,
she says none of it's consensual.
Apparently, the lawyer claims that she actually asked him to invest in her gyms, and like she was trying to get him to give her money
right.
for stuff. So there's going to be a back and forth here that could go on in the courts for who
so
knows
he's
how
saying
long.
That like he wanted, she wanted allegedly wanted money for the gym. So here, I'll have a little fling with you if you give me some money.
And I guess And then when he didn't, I guess it,
allegedly.
Who knows? We don't know what happened here.
But it's going to go back and forth. It's going to be he said, she said, and she's going to say, I never asked for any money, and I was training him, and the guy raped me.
The lawsuit says,
and
yes.
Did she ask for the extortion? Did she ask for the money already? Like, how much does anyone know what she asked for? She wants money. That's what she wants. Because she needs her gym, right?
Sounds like it.
So she's going to get real famous off of this for the next year, I can guarantee you. So because there's no way this is going to court tomorrow.
Right. Well, it's, how often do you see the name right out? Her name is in everything.
Yeah, I'm not interested in her name. I'm really not.
I'm
it's meaningless to me.
Yeah, but it was put right out
right,
there.
Right, put right out there.
And it's
so she's in it now.
These are very tricky things to make it a determination or have an opinion on. We don't know.
But
none of
to,
us were there.
Listen, you have to at least respect her enough to listen to the charges.
Absolutely.
And to listen to what she's saying. So fair enough. Go back to George. George, as far as football goes, he's gonna. It would appear to me, right? Play this week. He's going to be, practicing and playing. It would appear to me they're not going to trade for or whatever. They didn't trade for him. They're not going to sign Antonio Brown and then not use him. Carver High, he's going to play, right?
I agree. He's going to play, but they need to still do some type of investigation, at least look and see what's going on. I realize we got to find out if she's credible or not. But what if she is?
Well, if she is, he's finished. And here's the deal. He's going to – it would appear to me this is a – I don't believe it's a Patriots problem because
this is not a Patriots problem.
They have nothing to do with this. This is his problem, and this could be, it would appear to me, on the surface, be a NFL problem.
Right. Well, this is going to be, and even like George just said, investigate him. This just happened at 8:30 tonight. It's just been put out
right.
It's going to be investigated in a civil trial, whatever that is. The NFL's not going to be involved in this until that's over. I mean, until this... any kind of discipline, if there was any from the NFL, probably wouldn't happen for a year from now, like next season. So there's a long way to go. The only thing why it's a Patriot problem is that
they're going to get the brunt of it.
Well, the guy's been there 12 hours, and already tomorrow the questions are going to be about him. That's Whereas we all thought before 8:30 tonight, you know, everybody was going to show up tomorrow and it's going to be like, oh, he's practicing, he's learning the playbook, he's doing this. Instead, all the questions are going to be about this tomorrow. So he's been there 12 hours or 48 hours, and it's already your first Antonio Brown distraction, if you will.
So the New York Times had it an hour ago. It's basically been out fresh for like, what, a couple hours? So it's an ongoing nightmare, this guy's life, it would appear to me. Like, no matter what he does, it seems like he's just walking on landmines, right? He's a daily landmine. There's something every day with this guy. Have you not noticed this for 6 months? For six Pharrellin months, we've been talking about this guy every single day. Like, I mean, it is the most annoying, aggravating. Like, there's no one. I mean, this guy, I think he's actually past the president in terms of what people like to bash every day. I mean, there's like, is there not two people on the face of the earth they talk badly about more than those two guys? Seriously, the president and this guy. They're like the two bad guys, right? They're the most wanted. Are they not the 10 most wanted in the FBI, these two? I mean, Antonio Brown's a daily nightmare. It's just a constant evolving nightmare every single day. You know, I said this last night. He's Young and the Restless. He's literally a soap opera. He is, and you know what soap operas do? They just evolve. They just keep, it's just one bad thing after the next. It's just one, you know, murder, one kidnapping, one cheating, stabbing, backstab, you know, lying, you know, espionage. There's everything. They're just stealing company secrets, you know, people sleeping with the enemy. I mean, it just never ends. People dying. Oh, my God. I've seen every single person die 1,000 times on those soap operas. That's Antonio Brown. He's just constantly a soap opera. It never ends. His daily life is a soap opera. And then what's even more disturbing about this clown is that he gets off on it. He gets off on this, and he turns it into a social media video TV digital show for everybody. The life and times of what he really wants is his own Hard Knocks, right? That's what the guy really wants in life, is his own television show, right, where every day they follow AB everywhere he goes. He is T.O. times 1,000. This guy can't get enough of himself. I have told you for 6 months, every single day, this is a guy I know. His entire time in Pittsburgh, the narcissism built like they were building a skyscraper, right? Like, this guy from day one out of Central Michigan was the nicest kid ever. He turned into he's the World Trade Centers. He is that big. Like, he has become an absolute skyscraper. And his narcissism, he's gone right to the highest building. You know what I mean? He's literally, he's turned into he is the biggest nightmare the NFL literally has ever seen. I mean, there's no one even close. Right? Who's close to him in terms of just an absolute cancer, distraction, narcissistic diva, complete idiot? I mean, he's a complete idiot. I mean, his reputation went so far down the drain last week with the way he acted and pulled this off or whatever the hell he did. Like, everyone thinks he's a piece of shack, right? There's no one alive. If you don't think John Gruden thinks that guy's a piece of shack, he's lying through his teeth, okay? Because he's like, we wish him nothing but the best. How does my ass sound? And the Steelers wish him nothing but terror and hell, and the Raiders are the same way. And if I'm wrong, then why were they chanting Pharrell AB all night at that football game last night? Because every Raider fan and that staff and those coaches and those players want him dead. They could care less if he dropped dead tomorrow, and I mean it. You can quote me on that. That guy's the most hated guy in the NFL, bar none, not even close. So they don't wish him well. Derek Carr, we wish him nothing but the best. My ass. He hopes his legs fall off. Everyone wants nothing but bad for that guy because he's the villain. And they want nothing but bad for him, and that's all there is to it.
And if there's one person who probably hates him more than everybody right now, it's probably Roger Goodell, because there's nothing that the NFL, the league, hates worse than someone taking away their shine. And all we've been talking about for a month and a half is this guy. No one at this point is talking about that Houston-New Orleans game. No one's talking about the 100-year anniversary. No one's talking about the great comeback by Kyler Murray. No one's talking about that, you know, anything. All we're talking about is Antonio Brown.
And rape. We're not talking about how great the 100 season kicked off with a great, you know, just slew of games. We're talking about Antonio Brown every day, no matter what. That's all we do.
Even had to come out today before all this came out and make a statement about how they weren't going to investigate his release in Oakland, you know, not thinking that there was stuff behind the scenes, even though everyone else that follows the league knows there was.
I have never once not prepared for this show, right? And now, I mean, Carver, it's really at the point where I don't even have to prepare. Just why even prepare a show? Just come in and talk about Antonio Brown for 4 hours. It's no different than LeBron James. Do you remember when we had the LeBron James thing going where literally you don't even have to do a show? You just walk in and talk about LeBron James all night. You can do Tiger Woods, right? You can do Michael Jordan. You just all night. It's just all night. You don't even have to bring it up.
Who would have thought that a night where they had a 30 for 30 for Dennis Rodman, the biggest circus, was going to be talking about Antonio Brown yet again?
Well, we've yet to have one person mention Rodman and whether that was good or not. I actually wish I would have taped it because I'm friends with Dennis and I've known him forever. And you know the stories. I partied with Dennis a million times and I did the world tour with him. I did MTV with him. I did everything with him. He's done my show a million times. We're friends and I partied with him off the air and everything else. And I wish I would have taped it. I forgot to tape it because I'm just too busy. Jordan in Calgary for Alberta.
Yo.
Hey,
you are just hilarious, man. Honestly, you are so hilarious. That I'm sick and tired of talking about Antonio Brown, too. But if this works out with the Patriots, with Antonio Brown, like, I just cannot see anybody beating the Patriots. Like, are they not going to go 16-0?
Well, I don't even – I will not go there with you. I'm not going to do the every week, you know, after week 8, CBS and Fox, they spend their entire pregame show predicting, you know, their 15 guys on the dais on both shows predicting whether or not the, you know, teams will go undefeated. Every year it's the same thing. After 8 or 9 weeks, they start up with the, are they going to beat the 72 Dolphins? I'm done with that business. I'm done with it. So they are unstoppable right now. They look unstoppable. What they did to the Steelers was they slept with their wives. Okay, they destroyed them so bad that their wives left with the Patriots. They just went with them and said, you know what, you aren't men. We're going to go with these guys. We're going to go with these men over here because you guys are wussies. That's what the Steelers looked like on Sunday night. That was the most embarrassing performance ever. That made the Browns game look like Cleveland looked terrific, right? So the Steelers had the worst is there anyone? The Dolphins and Steelers were the worst two football teams in the NFL. There's no – you can't even argue it. And then I put the Jets at number 3 with a 16-0 lead blown. That goes right in there, too. You got to stick a third one in there just for the – so the sandwich tastes good. Right? I mean, am I wrong?
I thought the Broncos were pretty bad last night.
They were bad. I'll give you that. We'll get 4. Lines. So that's the cheese on the sandwich right there, Carver High.
Detroit.
Well, that – all right, then you got hot sauce on the sandwich. We'll get a little, we'll put a little hot sauce in there, 5, and then we'll just leave it at that. All right, there you go. There's your sandwich. But I got to tell you, I would love nothing more. I'm being honest here. I think the greatest thing ever would be, for me, is if he lost. No. Giants, I can't mention it. I don't have anything left for you. Salt and pepper? There you go.
Got to put the Giants 6. There.
Salt and pepper on there, Italian style. All right, so here's the deal. I hope he – this is just me. I hope everyone hears me in Boston, too. I hope he not only gets convicted. I hope they – it turns into a – I hope it turns into a police investigation and that he gets convicted of rape and that he goes to jail for the rest of his life and that he loses everything. That's what I hope for because I'm just a D, and I can't stand him dead. So I don't care if the guy dies, goes to heaven. I don't care where – hell. I don't care if he gets hit by a semi. I really don't. I'm so sick of this guy. I hope he goes to prison for the rest of his life. How does that sound for you on a Tuesday night? Because I love it. I'm on her side. I hope she's right. I hope he's busted and his whole castle of BS crumbles down and goes right down the toilet into the sewers of American bowels. But other than that, I have nothing against the guy, and God bless all the children.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.